Hey, good morning, my dearest of friends, 5:08 a.m. It is indeed March 18th, Monday, time to go back to work. There's my wife's alarm, so bear with me. Just had 9 days off, and very much needed that break. Ready to go back to work, I think. Is anyone ever really ready to go back to work? So finishing up a long-term substitute position in a kindergarten class as a para educator. I got about a week and a half of that left. So I want to greet you and give you a podcast this morning. And her alarm will go off again, so bear with that noise. Why do people think the way they think? That's what I want to talk about this morning. Why do people think how they think? Why do they act how they act? You look at the world around you and you see people do things, and even in our own personal lives, we watch people do things that are destructive, that are harmful, that are obviously harmful. And you sit and you wonder and you contemplate, at least I do, what's going on? Why would you do that? Why would people think that way? Why would people act that way? Why do people behave that way? And frankly, we look at our own lives and we wonder that often. You know, why did I do that? Why did I find that necessary? Why did we make that mistake? And although on one hand, the answer is simple, which I want to talk about here in a second, it's also complicated, because there are 8 billion people on this planet who think and live in different ways, each person perceiving reality, processing reality, and producing reality in their own unique way. So, on one hand, it's a complicated topic, human behavior. On the other hand, when we look at it through the lens of finding meaning, through the lens of spirituality, through the lens of the great spiritual teachers, it's not that complicated. At least the reason isn't that complicated. And by now, if you've listened to the podcast at all, and we are coming up on our 15,000th total listen, you know what I'm going to say. Each one of us is taught by any number of institutions, by any number of family members, to think, to behave, and to act in the world in a certain way. That we are simply living out of the playbook that was handed to us at the beginning of our journey. And so if you were handed the playbook of a racist, that's how you see the world. That's your process. You know, if you're handed the playbook of someone who's negative, that's how you view the world. If you were handed the playbook of someone who was not taught to think deeply about things, that's how you affect the world. If you were handed the playbook of you're always right and everyone else is wrong. That's how you live your life. And these negative playbooks, these playbooks that are formed in the false reality, are really the playbooks that are handed out to everyone. These ideas of self-righteousness, of self-centeredness, of understanding one's life as being a victim, or as being arrogant, or, you know, maybe you were told you were stupid, or maybe you were told you're fat or too skinny, or maybe you were told you should be always be the valedictorian. These playbooks, these programs, this software is how we act in the world. And frankly, they are ignorant ways of being. And when I use the word ignorant, I'm not using it to call people stupid. It's a lack of awareness. We are ignorant of who we really are. And that ignorance becomes our reality. And if you want to know where I think evil comes from, and there is evil in the world, folks, it comes from us humans consciously choosing to harm other people. It comes from ignorance. If you want to know where racism comes from, it comes from ignorance. Let me get a drink here. I did come home from our vacation with a bit of an allergy issue. So when you know, at least for me, I will look at the world with disgust sometimes. I know better, but you can't help but shake your head and go, I can't believe people listen to this nonsense, or I can't believe people believe this nonsense. And the reason, well, I can believe it, and I know why. And the reason is that that's what they've been taught. So let me tell you a little story. I was actually going to produce a podcast yesterday, but in the middle of the podcast, I had a friend reach out who is struggling with some family issues and struggling with one particular family member who just refuses to see any nuance in what's going on in their family. And this conversation went back and forth via texting, which is the new way to communicate, I guess, all morning. And what I try to convey to my friend was what I'm trying to convey to you. She doesn't listen to the podcast very often, but the reason this family member is the way they are is because they have learned to live in such a way that they define their reality in terms of black and white. And you can look at this person's family member, who is also a friend of mine, and you can see that they belong to a conservative religious church. They have very sort of conventional, standard sociological beliefs about the world. Things are in black and white. There's the alarm again. And my friend, I think she had a bit of an epiphany as we were having our conversation, because she agreed that idea of rigidity, that needing to define reality with no gray, all black and white, was how this person approached life. And I tried to explain to my friend that that's because that's the playbook that this person has accepted to live by that makes sense to them where they're at. Unfortunately, it's a playbook that does not lead to any sort of depth, any sort of awareness, any sort of critical thinking, any sort of nuanced thinking about life. I also added to my to the conversation, and I told my friend, that's most of the way the world works. The most of the world works that way. And I think that's pretty self-demonstrating. You look at war, you look at poverty, you look at racism. They all come down to ignorance. Ignorance comes down to a lack of awareness. A lack of awareness comes down to the fact that we don't teach people. We don't, as a whole, as a species, as a human species, what we perpetuate is what we're handed. I saw this on my vacation. I see it on the news right in front of me right now. I heard it in my friend's conversation yesterday. Now, I think there's good news because we're talking about it right here and other places. I think if you go back and really read the teachings of Buddha and Jesus and Lao Tzu, if you really look at the compassion of a Mother Teresa and a Dorothy Day, if you go back and look at the mystics, you can glean, you can pull from those sources this idea. Because it's not a new idea. I'm not sharing with you new ideas. The idea that the world that we have collectively created is a world steeped in ignorance in order to perpetuate its own institutional thought, its own way of being. It's the matrix. It is the systems, the institutions, the economics, the religions, the ways in which we have been handed reality. We are convinced, we have convinced ourselves, we are convinced by others that that's the only way to live in reality. That notion is false. That's a false playbook. The idea that we can only live in reality certain ways, within certain prescribed boundaries and boxes and ideas, is in itself the illusion. And so, here we are, finding meaning. That's what this is about. Finding Meaning is a podcast that is about handing you a different playbook, or at least a couple different plays, in order to move through life in a very different fashion that can hopefully offer you something more substantial than the ways of the world, than the ignorance of the world. Because ultimately, what we discover, I think in authentic spirituality, what we discover is who we truly are. We are truly, as human beings, not ignorant. We are compassionate, kind, loving beings. And that's what I share with my friend. That the person they're struggling with in their family, the persons we all struggle with in this world, are behaving the way they're behaving because that's how they believe they're supposed to behave. And it isn't until you come to that realization, that core realization, that you're living out of a prescribed mode, prescribed by other people, other institutions, other ideas, than the truth of love, of kindness. It isn't until you come to that realization that you really don't begin, I'm convinced of this, you really can't begin the authentic spiritual transformative journey that is really spirituality, that has nothing to do with religious concepts or theological concepts. Nothing. It is about reprogramming ourselves through the lens of love, through the playbook of love, through the lens and the playbook and the programming of generosity and kindness and compassion and forgiveness and sympathy. And there you have it. Thanks, guys. I will. I'll give you a podcast probably tomorrow morning. I think we get back on our regular schedule now. Take care, my friends. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.